From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish in California this week.
And I'm Melissa Block in Washington, where it was another day of tough questions and testimony on Capitol Hill about the Affordable Care Act. Marilyn Tavener, who's overseen the bumpy rollout of the program, testified before the Senate Health Committee. She said the healthcare.gov website is getting better every day. And Piers Tamara Keith is at the Capitol.
From start to finish, this was a hearing about the people affected by the new health care law. It was about Bonnie and Betty and Thomas and Justin. It was senators and their anecdotes.
I heard from Carl and Bonnie, who own a farm in Hayward, Wisconsin. Which
Mr. Streeter couldn't find affordable insurance in the individual market.
Their annual health care payment would almost double from $14,000 to $24,000.
Those were Senators Tammy Baldwin, Tom Harkin, and Richard Burr. From Democrats, there were stories of people who had been denied coverage in the past finally being able to sign up for affordable insurance. And from Republicans, there were stories of people who wanted to keep their plans, being forced to switch to new, more expensive health coverage. And then there was this from Republican Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina.
The case starts with Justin Hadley from North Carolina attempting on October the 1st to get Obamacare.
Scott says Hadley went on healthcare.gov, but didn't succeed. On Halloween, he was trying again when he saw two links. Scott says Hadley got quite a surprise when he clicked on one of them.
The link document was an eligibility notice to Mr. Dougal from South Carolina, including Mr. Dougal's name, his address, and his eligibility for subsidies.
Yes, a total stranger's personal information. Marilyn Tavener, the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, who's overseeing Obamacare implementation, was the only witness at today's hearing. She acknowledged the problem.
We have reached out to Mr. Dougal several times, and we will find him, and we will follow up on his question.
I'm happy to give you his phone numbers.
I think we have them. Thank you, though.
He doesn't think so, actually.
Oh.
Because okay. No one's called him.
Well, we have disagreement there.
Yes, ma'am.
As the saying goes, the plural of an anecdote is not data. But Scott says the public's trust has been broken as a result of incidents like this.
Their confidence is going down. And we're only trying to make sure that we alert y'all to the fact that if any aspect of it doesn't work, then the confidence is gone.
But it wasn't just Republicans like Scott, who have long been critical of the health care law, sounding the alarm.
There's been a crisis of confidence created in the dysfunctional nature of the website, the canceling of policies, and sticker shock from some people.
Senator Barbara Mikulski is a Maryland Democrat.
What I worry about is that there's such a crisis of confidence, people won't enroll.
Tavener's response? There's a plan for reaching out to folks once the website is in better shape. But she insisted healthcare.gov is currently working.
And I would encourage folks, if they've not been on the website in the last few days, to please go on the website. It has improved.
Tavener says in recent days, more people have been able to complete applications. We won't know how many until next week, when her agency releases its first enrollment data for October. For many in Congress, this information can't come soon enough. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.